2 Corinthians 9, verses 6 through 8. Now this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must do just as he has purposed in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that always having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance for every good deed. Top 10 Reasons Believers Should Give an Offering. Overview. Years ago, a young man wrote a letter to the well-known evangelist, Billy Graham. Dear Reverend Graham, you will probably never see this letter. However, I feel compelled to write to you. I am 28 years old, a victim of cerebral palsy since birth. I have never been able to use my hands. They flop about, getting in my way, breaking things, hitting people, and behaving like naughty children. Everything I do is done with my feet. For example, I'm writing this with a ballpoint pen between the toes of my left foot. The right foot isn't much good for anything except for turning pages and walking. But that's beside the point. The point is that for many years, I have made spending change and bought most of my clothes by selling the fancy needlework that I do. The Lord has blessed me with many wonderful friends, and I have almost always found ready sale for my wares. But I am slow, and a little money that I make is soon gone. I do tithe my earnings, but I have a long wanted to do more. To be able to give to your crusade has been an unattainable goal for several years. Because of my speech defect, I cannot talk to people about our wonderful Savior or even be a soul winner. I felt that through you, I might repay a little of my debt to Christ. I am indeed thankful. It is with the greatest joy that I sign the enclosed $10 check. I have high hopes that it will not be my last. You know, hallelujah, I am sure that God blessed his $10 and gave this young man back a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. In my prior postings, we covered the top 10 reasons believers do not give an offering. With this set of postings, we will examine the flip side. What are the scriptural reasons that we should give? God established the tithe in the Old Testament under the law, and it served its purpose. In the New Testament, we are not under the law, but under grace. Under the age of grace, God's purpose for giving has changed. It is no longer a commandment. Now, we are instructed to give as we have purposed in our hearts. By examining New Testament scriptures related to offerings, I was pleasantly surprised to find a correlation between the purpose of the offering under the age of grace and the purpose of tithing under the age of the law. Both have in common obedience as a theme and worship as a theme. Whether it's supporting the priestly tribe of the Levites in the Old Testament and supporting the preachers in the New Testament and so on. As I began researching this topic, I polled several pastors, talked with family, friends, read books, articles, and prayed. Subsequently, I now feel comfortable with the 10 reasons listed below and their order of importance. However, I acknowledge that each believer might prefer a different order, or they might desire to replace one or more of the reasons. I welcome the input and debate. It is also worth noting that the title is carefully worded to focus on the reasons we should give. By adding the word should to the title, it clarified what should stay on the list. For instance, in several conversations and articles, I noted that some believers' reasons may include giving for show or personal accolades, or to gain a tax deduction. Upon further review, my good friend and blog editor, Richard, pointed out that these types of reasons do not match the title phrase, should give. You know what? I agree. They represent carnal reasons to give, not scriptural. Subsequently, this list only contains scriptural reasons to give back to God that lead to a closer relationship with Christ. In the coming weeks, we will explore each of the reasons beginning with number 10. prayerfully, by the end of the study, we will be as fervent and fired up as the young man who wrote the letter to Billy Graham. So, without further ado, here is the top 10 list. Number 1, to honor and glorify God. 2, to excel in the grace of giving. 3, to express our love for the Savior. 4, to nurture spiritual discipline and growth. 5, to align our hearts with God. 6, to be obedient. 7, to support the preachers of the gospel. 8, to finance the local church and spread the gospel. 9, to be a good steward. And 10, to obtain God's blessings. Questions. 1, discover. A, do you see any item missing from the list? B, what reason or reasons do you agree or disagree with any of the items based upon the titles that we've offered so far? 2, develop. Out of all the good causes we are asked to give to support, how do you decide whom to give your money to? Should I give to the church, to Red Cross, to flood victims, to family, to TV ministries? How do I know? B, if you have any questions about the church finances, does your church have a process to answer these questions? You know, the Bible does teach us to do things in an orderly manner. 3, demonstrate. A, share an example with your prayer partner of why you give and how you approach when you give. B, to put your faith into action, consider setting up a trust fund as part of your will to donate money to the church after you are in heaven. I'm sure that God will bless that gift.
This is Brother Raymond Johnson. For a copy of this devotional, please visit my blog at 3dbeliever.com or send an email to raymond@3dbeliever.com. Become a 3D believer today.